This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the beginning of the final month of session.
Senate Bill number 254.
Monday afternoon, Missouri senators discussed Senate Bill 254, which sponsor, Senator Jeannie Riddle of Holt Summit, says would restrict the inspection of grounds or facilities used for certain agricultural purposes,
which would also minimize biosecurity risk.
Senator Greg Razor of Kansas City says he worked with her on this proposal.
But it's sometimes forgotten that Kansas City is in more counties than just Jackson.
Senate Bill 254 has been set aside for further discussion.
Concurrent resolution.
Tuesday afternoon, Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan presented Senate Concurrent Resolution 16, which urges federal Keystone XL pipeline approval.
Keystone Pipeline would safely transport our reserves of domestic oil from Alaska to contiguous states, including Missouri.
Missouri senators adopt the resolution. In addition, Senate Bill 323 receives preliminary approval. Sponsor, Senator Carla May of St. Louis, says her proposal would allow school districts to offer elective social studies courses on the Hebrew Scriptures and the New Testament.
The bill does not require that schools make each student take the class, but allows schools to offer it as a social studies elective.
Another positive vote would send Senate Bill 323 to the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration.
Bill number 476.
Wednesday afternoon, Senator Mike Bernsketter of Jefferson City brought House Bill 476 to the floor, a measure that seeks to modify provisions relating to occupational license reciprocity for military members.
The bill will allow service members that have gotten specialized training in the military to more easily translate their experience in a professional opportunity after their service is over.
During discussion, Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis mentions he would like to add protections.
When we have a big windstorm or tornado come through, or hail, things like that, we have a lot of unscrupulous companies come in and they defraud some of our consumers.
House Bill 476 now returns to the Missouri House of Representatives with Missouri Senate amendments.
We're continuing to have those discussions. All eyes are on the committee.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says lawmakers are still looking at all aspects for Medicaid expansion.
I don't believe everybody probably agrees exactly where we should be.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City adds the direction is up to the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee.
At this point, it's a situation of can they get the votes in the committee?
The panel finished its review of the Missouri House of Representatives version of the budget on Thursday afternoon. Full Missouri Senate discussion could come next week. Missouri's fiscal year 2022 operating budget has to be complete no later than 6 p.m. on Friday, May 7th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.